our Saturday RJ Bell podcast. Great to have you in today. Before we do anything, let's go to our Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Browns at Texans.
Texans minus six, so they only have to win by a touchdown. I'll take it here. They have one of the top five run offenses, and the Browns have one of the worst rush defenses. Here's also something about Cleveland. Baker Mayfield's been very good because he's been very comfortable in recent weeks. The Texans' defensive front, J.J. Watt has a sack in each of the last four games. The Browns also give up more big plays than any team in the NFL, 94. That's a run over 10 or a pass over 20. Deshaun Watson's a big play quarterback. I'll take the Texans winning by 10. I think it's a very close competitive game, but they pull away late with a big play from Deshaun, 27-17.
Bears at Giants.
Chicago's probably going to go with Chase Daniels. I'm going to take the Giants plus 4.5 here. Listen, New York is a very healthy football team. The quarterback for the Bears is out. And I've said before, Chicago's good, but there are a lot of smoke and mirrors offensively. It's a lot of David Copperfield. It's a lot of tricks. Guess what? Post-Thanksgiving, their offense has come back down to earth. People are figuring out some of the sleight of hand. Chase Daniels probably gets the start. Why risk Trubisky? You lead your division. Right now you get a home game. I think the Giants-Bears is 21-20 either way. For fun, I'll pick the upset, but I'm definitely taking the Giants and 4.5 points.
Colts at Jaguars.
Colts minus 4. Like it. I love it. This is two different locker rooms. The Colts are feeling great about themselves and can see the playoffs. The Jags don't like their quarterback. Leonard Fournette's out. They don't like their coach. They don't like each other. They've lost 7 straight. This is a bad locker room against the good locker room. And the Colts this season are humming now. Remember, seasons get knocked down to like teams play good pre-Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving. Last 5 games, Andrew Luck and the Colts are averaging 35 a game, 5-0, and they're not turning the ball over. Again, Leonard Fournette is out. Bortles is playing, though the coaches didn't want him to play. I'll swallow the 4. Like it, I love it. Colts win 30-20.
Ravens at Falcons.
This is an easy one, too. I'm going to take Atlanta. It's mostly a pick 'em. It's Atlanta minus 1, Falcons. I'm going to take Atlanta here. Listen, Lamar Jackson's fun, interesting as heck, very compelling, and I like watching him more than Joe Flacco. But his passer rating was built the last 2 weeks on bad defenses, Cincinnati and Oakland, and it was still the lowest passer rating in the NFL. The Falcons' offense is 2 offenses. Road, not very good. Home, they averaged 30 points and 425 yards. Ravens, do not take the ball away. They do not make your quarterback uncomfortable. They only have 8 takeaways all season as a defense. Matt Ryan's going to be at home and comfortable. I'll swallow the point, 28-23 Falcons.
Vikings at Patriots.
New England, unlike the rest of the league, is not passing more, they're running more. New England's offense is averaging 28 a game, down from 28.5 a game. Meaning New England's now become kind of a conservative run-first offense. They're averaging 28 a game. I get the Vikings plus 5. Do I think the Vikings can score 22, 23, 24? Yes, I do. I think the Patriots are the better football team, and it's in Foxborough. I'm not going to pick against them. But if you look at that Minnesota defense this season, they keep games close. Red zone touchdown percentage allowed first in the league, meaning Patriots may move the ball. They're going to settle for some threes here instead of touchdowns. I'll take New England to win close, 30-28, but I'll absolutely take the Vikings plus the points. All right, we'll get to RJ in a second. Guys, if you travel for work and you're looking for small comforts to make your trip a little better, check this out. The Perth Performance Pullover from Peter Millar will be your new favorite travel partner. Here's why. I wear one, by the way, all weekend. Feels great, looks great, super convenient. Barely takes up more space in your bag than a water bottle. It actually doesn't. If you get a little cold on the plane, put it on. You're sitting on the plane for hours. The Perth looks crisp, fresh. It doesn't wrinkle. It never does. I wear mine the minute Saturday starts. I'm wearing mine all weekend. It is the Perth Performance Pullover from Peter Millar. Do yourself a favor. Get one today. Go to petermillar.com/herd. Be sure to use my link, and you'll get a complimentary shipping and a free hat. All right? Free shipping, free hat. Peter Millar, M-I-L-L-A-R, .com/herd. All right, let's bring in RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com, at RJ in Vegas, the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. RJ, here we go. I had a bad week last week. I stunk last week. I was the pits last week. I was 1-4.
Listen, it happens to the best of them, Colin.
Well, I'm not the best of them, but it happened to me too. Let's start with this. Colts, Jags. I'm going to swallow the four here. First of all, I have a team with an optimistic locker room and an elite quarterback facing a team where I think they've cashed out and they don't even know who their quarterback is. I thought this number was this is a number for me. Colts -4, easy bet. For an optimistic team with an elite quarterback, what do the wise guys say?
Well, you got to be worried when it looks like an easy bet. Let's start there. But you do have agreement, and the public's on the same side. So whenever the public's on the same side as the wise guys, there's usually less value because that side's going to get expensive. Even so, I agree with you here. This game was played 3 weeks ago, right? It was in Indy. And since then, they've actually adjusted the line over a touchdown, the relative line. So there really has been an upgrade for the Colts and a downgrade for the Jags. And typically when a team's losing as much as the Jags, you actually want to bet on them because no one wants to bet them. I think why it's different here, this is a team in turmoil, Jacksonville. Fournette suspended, Ramsey's out. Kessler, he's taken a snap. In 13 NFL games, 1-12 straight up in those games. Still, we're only downgrading Jacksonville 1 point because Bortles is so bad. On the other hand, you've been preaching Andrew Luck this year, and I think rightfully so. Here's an amazing stat. The best QBR season ever in the history of quarterbacks, Tom Brady, undefeated regular season in 2007. His QBR was 87 that year. Andrew Luck's game-by-game QBR has been over 87 each and every of the last five games. So what Andrew Luck's done in the last five games over a season would be the best season ever for a quarterback. Yeah. Add it up. I don't like laying it on the road, but the Colts are the right side.
This was a pretty easy one for me. Ravens at the Falcons, Falcons minus only one. I understand. I love interesting, and Lamar Jackson's interesting. But at home, against atrocious defenses, Bengals in Oakland, Lamar's looked pretty good. But when you look at the passer rating and you look at the reality, now he's on the road against an elite quarterback who's humming. This is an easy one. I like the Falcons comfortably here. What do the wise guys say?
Yeah, Falcons agreement here. Lamar Jackson, during his starts, or last week specifically, had the worst quarterback rating of any quarterback last week. And his starts, think about who they've played.
Yes.
Cincinnati, maybe the worst defense. Oakland, maybe the second worst defense.
right
in the mix. So his stats aren't great, and they're playing bad defenses. And now finally a road start, and it's in a dome, right? Where crowd matters even more. Here's a big question with Jackson. Does he gain more from experience as these games pass by? Or does he lose more because the teams are getting tape on him? What we've seen with limited quarterbacks in the past, when I say limited, I mean physically compared to the prototypical NFL quarterback, is they tend to do better, these mobile quarterbacks, early and not so well later, RG3 being a great example. You mentioned on the show this week, he actually had a better rookie season, RG3, than Andrew Luck did. But as time went on, it became more difficult. Last week, I hate this because I had the Raiders. The Ravens covered, but they had a punt return TD and a fumble return TD.
Yes.
Just to cover. So to me, the only thing that concerns me here is the emotional letdown around the Falcons potentially because of what they're used to doing, meaning Super Bowl contention. They're out of it now. Does that cause the team to let down? I think this game is big enough they don't. Agreement, Falcons favored by only 1 point.
All right, I know this will sound crazy, but I'm going to take the Giants at home +4.5 against the Bears, 4.5. And my feeling on this is, listen, I don't know if Trubisky's going to play. He's a running quarterback, and my feeling with this team, with Green Bay now seemingly out of the playoffs, Chicago's not going to risk their starting quarterback in this game. They're going to go with Chase Daniels. And, you know, he's going to be the worst starting quarterback, arguably, in the NFL this weekend. I'm going to take the home team getting 4.5 here. What do the wise guys think?
You've got agreement here. And Chase Daniels did not impress last week. Another lucky cover. If you watch that Thanksgiving game, boy, the Bears were lucky to cover that game. We estimate in Vegas a 3-point downgrade from Trubisky to Chase Daniel. It also makes a good point. I think both those quarterbacks are limited, but as you've said, Nagy's been coaching up Trubisky in an impressive way. It's going to be hard to do that with the backup quarterback. You mentioned the fact that Bears, this is a team that's overperformed, no doubt about it. They actually, not only 8-3, they've have 106 more points. Their point margin is plus 106. I mean, this is a very good team, but they've been trending down on their ability to run the ball.
Yeah, this is one of my things with the Bears. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors. I call them Copperfield. But after a while, you watch the same trick. Post-Thanksgiving, I think in the end with football, RJ, players matter. I mean, the Cowboys linebackers are just great athletes. It doesn't matter what your schemes are. You can only fool people so long in this league. In the end, the Bears running backs are okay. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors, and NFL coaches have decoded some of their tricks. Not all of them, but some of them.
Last four games, Bears, average yards per rush in the NFL is 4. Last four games, 2.5, 3.8, 2.5, 2.5. They are running the ball horribly, the Bears, and they need that. Giants are healthy. Giants are trending up. The offense has been better last three games. Last thing, who do the Bears play next week?
Yes.
The Rams.
Yes.
That might be a little bit of a look ahead.
Great point.
Agreement, Bears.
All right. By the way, before we get to our last few picks, you could wait until last minute to start your holiday shopping. Or you could get amazing gifts that give gifts at Helzberg Diamonds Black Friday event. Spend $699.99 on jewelry like diamond studs or anniversary bands and get a free 40-inch Vizio smart TV with built-in Wi-Fi, voice control support, and ChromaCast built-in that allows you to stream over 1,000 apps. It's the perfect gift for the whole family. So for a better way to holiday shop ahead of time, check out Black Friday Deals Now through Sunday at Helzberg Diamonds. All right, 3-0 agreement. Feels like a bounce-back week. This is another one where I thought it was pretty easy. Vikes plus 5 at the Patriots. Now, New England may win this game, but the Vikings attack, attack, attack. This is an offense that's going to put points up. New England has become a run-based offense. They still average 28 a game, even though the league, everyone else, has moved up in scoring per game. I'm betting a number here. I believe a very powerful, dynamic perimeter offense, 5 is too many to give, to a run-the-clock-down, shorten-the-game, run-centric offense, more than people imagine now with Tom Brady. I'm going to take Minnesota plus 5. What do the wise guys say?
Now, did I hear this right? You said it's an easy pick against Bill Belichick.
No,
did
I hear that? That part I may have misspoke.
All right, I'm going to give you an agreement under protest. The wise guys agree with you. I don't. Let's start, though, with I think the most amazing stat I've uncovered this year. Let's start in 2003 after the Patriots won their Super Bowl. So this is when everyone's paying attention to the Patriots. In theory, they're getting expensive. Super Bowl champs get expensive. They're not good bets usually. Since then, if you had bet the Patriots blind, 1,000 a game, just every week, you would have won $46,000. So 46 extra winning bets. There's 5 other teams in the NFL during that time that you would have won money with playing them blind.
Saints are one of them.
That's pretty good. Saints, Chargers, Vikings, Packers, Colts.
Okay.
5 other teams. If you had bet all of those teams, the combined winning on them was $45,000. You would have won more money on the Patriots than every other winning team since 2003. Think about that. That's how hard it's been. Even Vegas can't figure out what makes Belichick Belichick. All that said, Vegas keeps fading them because they think, oh, there's value here, and that's where the wise guys are. They're with you. Here's what concerns me, though. If you actually look at the Patriots when they have Gronk, Edelman, and Sonny Michel, their yards per play is 8.1. When even one of those guys are out, yards per play, 5.6. So when they have all three of those weapons, boy, there's a consistency and a creativity to the Patriots.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And one last thing, because this is going to be good as we proceed through December, is I'm a big believer December and later regular season games are different. The weather changes, as you talk about, and the physical condition of the teams. How much do they emphasize physical condition? The two best teams in the last 4 years, December and beyond, in the regular season. So sometimes there's that last game in January. The two best teams, these two teams, Vikings and Patriots.
Wow. By the way, in the last month, I'll say this for Kirk Cousins. I don't love him in all these big games. He completes about 70% of his throws. And not just that, not just Dak and Dunk, he goes upfield. So this is going to be a really, really, really good game. Finally, 4-0 agreement. Baker Mayfield at the Texans, Deshaun Watson in the Texans minus six. This came down to this. Baker is comfortable at home. Great quarterbacks in the NFL go on the road. Yeah, I mean, even Drew Brees on the road in Dallas Thursday night, not quite as sharp. Rookie quarterback, Texans have a very, very legitimate, talented front. I'm gonna right now take Houston to cover, win by more than a touchdown. What do the wise guys think?
Disagreement here. Strong disagreement here. Start off with the following trend. Houston, they've won 8 straight, obviously, and off a big Monday night win. It's a perfect storm for them to be overvalued because they won a bunch of coin flips, the Texans, during that 8-game winning streak. And then in front of the world, they looked very impressive. Now, if you go back 30 years and look at all NFL teams with 8 or more game win streak, just straight up, right? Nothing against the spread. They've won 8 straight or more, like Houston. You'd be 42% against the spread betting on them. 72 winners, 98 losers. Why? Because they get expensive. Everyone gets excited about them. And I also think this is a good matchup for the Browns. So Houston's offense, if you look at DVOA, that's an advanced metric, is 25th. But they actually pass quite well, number 16. They run number 30. So let's just say Houston can pass but not run. The Browns' defense against the pass is the second best in the NFL. Against the run, the Browns are number 26. So the way you beat the Browns is run against them. I don't know if Houston can do that. Last thing, Mayfield, I know you're skeptical. I am too. But in the 3 games since Hugh Jackson departed, his passer rating, 129.5. That would be the best in the NFL this season over the course of the season.
All right, bonus pick time. This is a game a lot of people are going to bet. Chargers, Steelers, Pittsburgh attracts a lot of attention. Chargers getting 3.5 at the Steelers. I think it's a lower scoring game than people think. Two great quarterbacks, two great defensive fronts. I would probably bet the number and take the Chargers. What would the wise guys say to that?
Oh, disagreement on this one. And I tell you this, Colin, for our Straight Out of Vegas show, one of the things we do is listen to your first at least couple segments because we're busy. And I'm looking for ways to disagree with you because there's no better way to get attention than legitimately disagree with you. Here is one where I really disagree about Big Ben. You've been talking about, hey, it was Thursday and I'm still talking about that interception. I think for most teams, you're right. That would be a distraction. For the Steelers, what it means is Big Ben is paying attention to his turnovers. And really with the Steelers, his being buttoned up, to use your phrase, Big Ben, when he's buttoned up, is a top 3 or 4 quarterback. When he's not, he's not. And I think because of all this talk about his turnovers means you're going to get less turnovers from Big Ben. And because of that and the home field advantage, I think Pittsburgh and the wise guys agree, roll over the Chargers.
4-1 agreement. RJ Bell, who hosts the first ever national network radio show covering sports betting every weekday, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 Eastern, 3 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Good talking to you.
Thank you.